So, I don't know what we actually were going to do tonight, but on Thursday night, as we were getting the house shoveled out for the house sitter to come, Tony managed to put his hand down on the hot stove, which probably meant he wasn't going to play the concertina. And I seem to have acquired God's own cold, so singing together wasn't likely to happen either. So we also spent about 15 minutes this afternoon putting something together, which is why I completely forget now what I was going to play as the introduction. This, by the way, is also an Edgeley B-flat F. It started out in life as a CG, and I can't figure out why you take a C instrument and play in D on it. And after failing at that, I said, Frank, you know, I think we could just change these reeds around a little bit and make a B-flat F.
And it's much easier to play in D on.
Incredibly easier. I can also play in C on it. I don't really remember.
Okay.
Can you deedly dee it at me for a second?
This is a poem by Rudyard Kipling, which I've always liked. And you may know, some people know, that almost everything that he wrote as verse, he really wrote as song. And there are lots of melodies, but this particular one I couldn't find a melody for. And after learning to recite it, I decided to write a melody, so here it is. The poem is called We and They. Go ahead.
Well, I tried.
Father and mother and me, and sister and auntie say, all of the people like us are we, and everyone else is they. And they live over the sea, while we live over the ways. But would you believe it, they look upon we as only a sort of they. We eat pork and beef with cowhorn handle knives. They who gobble their rice off a leaf are horrified out of their lives, while they who live up a tree and feast upon grubs and clay. Isn't it scandalous, look upon we? Isn't it simply disgusting, they? We shoot birds with a gun, they stick lions with spears. Their full dress is on, while we dress up to our ears. They like their friends to tea, and we like our friends to stay. But after all that, they look upon we as an utterly ignorant they. We eat kitcheny food, and we have doors that latch. They drink milk and blood under an open thatch. We have doctors to feed, and they have wizards to pay. But impudent heathens, they look upon we as a quite impossible they. Now all good people agree, and all good people say, that all the nice people like us are we, and everyone else is they. But if you cross over the sea instead of over the way, you may end by, believe it, looking on we as only a sort of they. Hey.
And it is now time for Jody Kruskal.